Hello, Power Achievers. Remember to sign up for our newsletter at designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. That's www.designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. And I got a question for you guys. Wouldn't it be great if you could learn business ethics, advanced Excel skills, or ways to use the internet to build your business by serving clients, and you could do all of this absolutely free? Well, if you want more information, go to www.designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. Hey, this is some great information. You guys can join over 4 million learners in 176 different countries, and you can become an expert too. And guess what? When you check out the information on our Savings and Sources page, then you will realize that there are experts waiting to discuss any industry that you have in mind. Just go to Savings and Sources and you'll see 360 Training, and you can click on that icon where you can find out all of the different free courses that you can get. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources, 360 Training. Click on it. Experts are waiting to hear from you. By the way, stay tuned for more great highlights at the end of today's show. We've got some brand new highlights for you, and you're going to love it. All right, let's get to the show.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Listen, all week long, we're going to be bringing you information that will help you to boost your energy, because the more energy that you can put out and put it in the right direction and focus on the right things, the quicker you're going to get results, and you'll get the results that you want if you focus your energy in the right direction. Well, a lot of times we forget that everything around us is energy. So all week long, we are going to share information that will help you boost your energy so that you can attract more. That's right, stuff that will help you boost your energy so that you can attract more. Now, this is Tone It Up Tuesday, and this is the day that we talk about your physical fitness, your physical body, your physical health, and we bring you information based on my experiences. And of course, we have with us today, we have Ronnie Mason, who's back. That's my personal trainer. So he is back with us again this week. And we have another great guest that'll be coming up very soon in a couple of weeks. So I'll be telling you more about her. She is so awesome. She is the person that makes you get rid of every excuse that you've ever had about age, or why you think that you can't get physically fit because of your age or the fact that you've never worked out before. So we're going to hear more about this mysterious lady in one of our upcoming shows. So she will be on the show shortly, but it's going to be awesome. Well, for today, we're going to talk a little bit about eating clean. You know, everything is energy, to include food. Think about it. If you eat a lot of junk food, you feel run down, you feel sluggish, you feel sleepy, you feel tired. And as a result of you eating the wrong foods, you actually don't feel like doing much of anything. So today we're going to talk about eating clean if you want to boost your energy, especially when it comes to your physical body and actually how your mindset and your ability to think and your ability to focus. You will want to learn a little bit about eating clean. Now, the thing about eating clean is, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you some tips on how to eat clean. And by listening to these tips, I think you'll figure out what clean eating is. But just in case you don't know what it is all about eating foods that are just that clean. They are real foods with real ingredients, no man-made anything of any kind. These are the foods that God intended us for us to eat, right? Not the things that have all the additives and the ingredients that you can't even pronounce. So with that being said, I'm going to get right into that. But you know what, you guys, I know you heard some of our announcements at the beginning, and I know they're going to be highlights at the end of the show. However, I got to tell you this. You want to tune in on Wonderful Wednesday because my new simple ebook, the next one, is available and it's going to be great. And also, I've added something to that, some sample goal setting sheets that you can use that are going to be, that are really awesome. And you can add that kind of to your pile of things to do, if you will, and I made it simple. Of course, that's our goal, to make your goal achievement simple. And in order to make goal achievement simple, we have to make goal setting even simpler for you. So I'm going to tell you how to get both of those. They're absolutely free on tomorrow. All right, now let's get on with it. All right, eating clean. How do you really eat clean? Because, you know, if you haven't heard, I mean, that's kind of the big thing nowadays, is to eat clean. And the steps that I'm going to give you are, will help you to kind of focus on what you're eating and will help you pay attention to really whether you're eating clean or not. Okay, the first one is eat real food. If you want to eat clean, you got to eat real food. So I kind of let the cat out of the bag there when I said, hey, you know, foods that don't have a lot of additives, that don't have a lot of man-made ingredients in them. And like margarine, that's like a man-made thing. And it's like, you might as well just put plastic all over your heart. Now, I'm not a doctor, but it's been proven that margarine is so not good for you. But you want to eat real food. So instead of margarine, hey, and listen, everything that I share here, like I said, these are from my experiences. So I have to, you know, give my bewares there, or my caveats to you guys. You want to make sure that you check with your doctor and be sure that you can, before you make any drastic changes in your diet or your fitness, your exercising or anything. Okay, so eat real food is the first one. The second one is choose foods that have one ingredient. And that goes back to the point of not wanting to eat foods, or choose foods that have lots of man-made ingredients in it. You know, the ingredients that you can't pronounce, and they got BHT, ABC, EDFG, and these long words that you've never heard of before. You want to choose foods that have one ingredient. The third one is you want to eat naked foods that don't come in a package. So in other words, that would be perhaps grass-fed steak and or chicken that don't have hormones, any added hormones, and so that you know, they give chickens hormones to make them grow bigger and more plump, because you'll choose the bigger chicken. That's how we are. We want more. And so, but eat naked foods that don't come in a package. And we're also talking about pre-processed foods, of course, that you're going to find in your freezer. Now, I know if you've been listening to the show that you heard Ronnie and I talking about the fact that I was eating some of the Simply Healthy meals, and I was, but I don't overdo it on those meals because they are high in sodium, and I really don't eat foods that have been kind of pre-processed or foods that are frozen and been sitting in the freezer for a long time. And even though they're not expired, I just don't really eat boxed food. I grew up on a farm, you guys, so I eat real food. So what I did was I ate that for a while, and then I stepped away from that, and I used kind of the portion, the trays that came in there to measure my portion sizes for the actual real food that I make. I don't put a lot of butter in my food. I don't put a lot of salt. I put some salt in my food now because I, you know, work out a lot. So apparently I wasn't getting enough salt. And then I got a Charlie horse. But anyway, which also came from not drinking enough water. But the point I'm making here is that you want to eat naked foods that don't come in a package. I remember eating the veggie burgers once because they're also, you know, frozen and prepackaged. But after a while, I didn't even feel good eating those, so I stopped eating those foods. So you want to eat naked foods, and I know you say you're super busy. Here's my dilemma, and it's always been something that I've always wondered about. How can you be so busy, or anybody, not you personally, how can anyone be so busy? busy or too busy to take care of their body. You do realize that you don't take care of the body, it's going to shut down, and well, your busyness is going to come to a screeching halt. So when people say that they're too busy to cook food, real food, healthy food, it's amazing how they're not too busy to go to the doctor to get lots and lots of expensive medicine. I'd rather spend that food on, or that money on some delicious food. The fourth thing is go organic. Now, I'm not an expert on organic foods. However, as I said, I grew up on a farm. So for all intents and purposes, everything I ate was organic. Our milk came straight from the cow. And I got to tell you, I was not a fan of that whole coming straight from the cow milk. My uncles could just drink it down like it was water. They loved it. But over time, I kind of developed a taste for it. But the thing is that it was healthy. I was rarely sick. I don't know if I ever really got sick. I may have gotten the flu maybe once or twice. And even when I was in the military and people were catching the flu, I didn't catch it. So I'm a fan of good old homegrown food that where you can control what you put in it. And if it's certified organic, then you know they haven't filled it full of additives that are harmful to your body. Here's another thing, and this kind of goes back to the one where it says eat naked foods that don't come in a package, and of course eat real foods. Choose foods that have one ingredient. Here's another one: eat what you can pronounce. Listen, if you're reading the ingredients on the back of a pack of a box of something and you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. I mean, really, you know, get the foods that you can pronounce. I can say orange. I can say apple. I can say chicken. You know, I can say steak. So these are things that I can actually pronounce. Onion. So that's the thing, is you want to eat foods that you can pronounce. The other thing is you want to prioritize your plants and I guess your vegetables, and prioritize them in a manner such that you know which ones are truly rich in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and, of course, fiber. Now, for me, I'm a fan of the green family. I have to admit it. I like collard greens, turnips, mustard greens, kale. And, you know, some of my friends, they absolutely don't like kale. But I like kale. But it all depends on how it's cooked. And so I usually saute it. I don't use a lot of oil. Sometimes I just use Pam. I put a few other ingredients in it. And there, I can pronounce them all. However, it gives it a really delicious taste by the time I'm finished with it. So I really like greens. Cabbage, I left that out. I like cabbage. Bok choy, I just love the green family. Now, one thing I've found that they are rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. So that's why, that's kind of like the secondary reason why I'm a fan of the green family. The first reason why I'm a fan is because it just tastes good. It's good stuff, and I like the way it tastes. So I've always I left out my favorite of all time, spinach. I love spinach. And I actually liked spinach when I was a little girl, when most kids didn't like spinach, unless, of course, you remember Popeye, in which case that inspired a lot of kids to eat spinach because they thought they were going to grow up big and strong, which is what initially made me want to eat spinach also. Here's another one. This is a difficult one. Give up sugar. You know, it's just, you know, substitute honey, maple syrup or stevia. And the thing is that I do use stevia sometimes and honey sometimes, and actually grade B maple syrup, because apparently it's filled with lots of vitamins also, especially vitamins from the B family. But, you know, do your own research and, you know, make the decision that's best for you. So you can actually get a different, still get that sweet taste. And even though, you know, some doctors say, well, it's all sugar, and it may all be sugar, but you know what? White sugar is so not good for me, and it's probably not good for you, but I'm not going to speak for you. So I do the maple syrup, but grade B maple syrup. Sometimes when I make my tea, I put a little teaspoon in there. I can even do like a half a teaspoon, and it is so delicious, you know. So give up sugar if you want to eat clean. Now, I've got a confession to make here. Sometimes I do eat sugar, and I've confessed that on the show before. There are times when I'll have a cookie, or I'll have a what do you call it, a muffin, or not a muffin, a cupcake. But that's really rare. I don't eat those a lot, but there are times when I just want something sweet, so I go for it. All right, so that's the day when I'm not eating clean, right? Hey, it is what it is. But here's the thing, is that I do my best not to have sugar. Even the protein powders that I use, I check them for the sugar content. And the protein bars that I eat as my snacks, I check those for the sugar content now. And if you go to our website at designyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources, you will see the protein bar that I like. And of course, you can get a little savings there. Brought to you by Designing Your Life Today. We work to, you know, get you some good deals, and you can get some savings. But I got to tell you, those Quest bars are absolutely delicious. Now, there's another bar that I'm going to try. And once I try it, you guys, I'll let you know how it is. And if I can find a discount or a coupon for you, then you'll find it at Savings and Sources, which, by the way, you can go to Designing Your Life Today /savings. /and/sources. You can go there and you can actually see kind of some of the kind of the physical fitness tools that I use, and also some of the, like, the Beachbody program that I used. And I don't use it now, but I have used that one, and I think it's great. There are a couple of others that I think are awesome too, and I've had those up there when they were on sale. So whatever you see up there, that's pretty much on sale, or it's really, really delicious. Or not delicious. See, I'm thinking about food, but it's really, really good for you. It's delicious or it's good for you, whatever you see when it comes to the fitness, all the fitness tools and the fitness products that we have. Like, for example, the protein powders, they are so good. Like right now, I have an orange cream protein powder that I'm putting in my smoothies, and it is so good, especially and I've been using it, of course, during the summer, because it's more refreshing than chocolate or something like that. So and plus, it gives me a little change of pace. Here's another one, cook at home. If you cook at home, then guess what? Chances of you eating clean is so much higher than if you go out to a restaurant or you go and you purchase the food, because it's high in sodium, and there are certain things that they have to do to preserve that food long enough for you to purchase it. So you want to cook at home. And here's another one. Take your time and eat. It's, you know, focus on really what matters and enjoy every single bite. You know, if it doesn't taste good, don't eat it. I think that's kind of a big deal nowadays, because, you know, everybody's always telling people to diet. They're always telling them to cut this out, cut that out, stop eating this, eat this, don't eat that. And it's gotten to the point where people really don't enjoy their foods. Listen, you want to enjoy your food. Why? Because when you are enjoying your food and you're enjoying that ritual of eating, not only is that nourishment going to your body because you're eating the right foods, but also, there again, it impacts your energy. It impacts your attitude. It impacts kind of that point where you sit and you enjoy that food and you take your time and you eat to the point where you're finally feeling full and you are satisfied. You know, when we eat foods that we don't like because we are constantly trying to lose weight or look a certain way, and we eat foods that we don't like, we're still hungry when it's over. Even if we're not hungry, we're still craving something delicious. So the good part about eating clean is that you can take your time and enjoy every bite. And if it doesn't taste good, don't eat it. Okay, one more. When I say focus on what matters, that would be another one. And what I mean by that is, you know, as long as you're eating real food, and we're talking about food that's not, you know, heavily processed or pre-processed or filled with lots of sugar. So as long as you're eating real food and it's good, hey, that's what matters. And it's nourishing your body. That's really what matters. So put your focus on delicious foods. Take your time, map out your menus for the week, and map out your grocery list, and go and get yourself some really good food. The good news is that the real food, the ones that you have to actually take the time to cook, it's all delicious. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and hear from that expert personal trainer, Ronnie Mason. We'll be back in a moment. Need to create a stronger brand, or do you want to highlight your very best product? Why not do it online? Listen, get going with GoDaddy. Years ago, when I started my podcast, I knew absolutely nothing about building a website or setting up an e-commerce site or even doing a podcast. But GoDaddy got me started. They got me going. And today we have over 4,000 plus listeners and counting. Listen, just for listening to Designing Your Life Today, if you want to get started, we'll give you a 30% discount to get started with GoDaddy. Get a 30% discount from us, Designing Your Life Today. All you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. Or just go to designingyourlifetoday.com and click on resources and you'll see savings and sources. And look for the GoDaddy emblem and you can get your 30% off. They are waiting there to help you get started, to help you with all of your business needs. And they are so easy to work with because guess what? They will take the time to answer all of your questions. And the good part is 30% off. Now, this is a limited time offer. So go check it out, you guys. I guarantee you, if you don't know anything about the internet and you want to tinker around a little bit, GoDaddy will be right there to get you through. Okay, you guys, we are back with Ronnie Mason. This is Designing Your Life Today. I'm your host, Pat Council. And you guys know last week I explained to you that we had a little bit of a glitch there. Glitch is all cleared up. And I managed to chase him down because this guy is super busy. And so he is back with us to share more exciting fitness tips with us. This guy's a true expert. And with that being said, hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
I'm great. I'm glad that you found me and caught me again. I'm still saddened by, you know, the little mishap last week, but we're here and we're going to keep pushing.
Awesome. So with that, we're going to help you get over your sadness. And so we're going to help you get over your sadness by talking about something that you really love, and that would be being a personal trainer. So right. What do you have for us today?
Oh, well, today I definitely wanted to bring something so small but is so basic that we stop doing as we get older. It's stretching and flexibility. I definitely feel that, you know, as we get older, we don't tap into that little kid aspect that we used to have, crawling around the floor, squatting down, hiding in little spots, playing hide and seek. But it is something that we need to continue to do, you know, because once we have children, you know, they want us to chase them around and play with them. We're like, man, I can't do that no more, you know. But at the same sense, you know, if you watch different videos and you turn on different yoga instructors and they're like 65 years old and they're in a pose for 2 minutes, you're like, how are they able to do that? But for one, that's the core, and we'll talk about that later. But also, it's the flexibility and the stretching aspect. If we stop using those muscles, then they just forget how to work and constantly move in that nature. So we definitely have to remember to continue to stretch.
Okay, so we stop using certain muscles that we once used as a kid. Now, the reason we stop using those muscles is because as we get older, a couple of things comes into play. First of all, we think we're too grown up to do that, and because we think it's too kiddy. Mm-hmm. But secondly, we don't realize that we still need to use those muscles. So knowing this, what would you suggest we do to kind of get these muscles going again? Because I know you helped me bring mine back alive.
Yeah, and it's routine. I mean, a lot of people stray away from trying to work out and whatnot. But, I mean, you don't have to lift weights 4 days a week, 5 days a week. You can take 2 days and just do a 20-minute stretch, and you just put your body through a mini workout. And that's kind of like a muscle memory and a static stretch. The thing is, I think when we first started working out, Pat, you grimaced going down to the ground. It was like, oh my God, why does he have me doing this again? You know, and then when it was time for you to stand up, it was the same thing. Like, here we go. And, you know, at first I was like, all right, maybe I'm just, you know, working it too hard and she just starting to feel it all. But it was really because you just didn't have the confidence of using your knees, your back, and, you know, without putting your arm down and squatting and bending. So the thing is, like, I wanted to continue to do workouts to strengthen your knee area, your back, so you can actually move fluently like you were when you were in your 20s and able to do God knows what. But, you know, just making sure that you're able to tap into those muscles. And I'm pretty sure you reap the benefits of the type of workouts that we do to actually work on that flexibility.
This is true. And in my 20s, I'm so not talking about the things I used to do. So, no, I was a good girl. No, really. But... But anyway, you guys, he's right. I mean, when I started out with Ronnie, it's so funny because I thought, man, he's trying to break me in half. What is this guy doing to me? And, you know, it's funny because I didn't, he's right. I grimaced and it was not comfortable at all. And a little, not painful in the sense that it really hurt, but it was just uncomfortable the way your muscles, an unworked muscle would feel when you're finally saying, hey, wake up. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I'd get up, it was time for me to get out of the bed the next day. And I would not, you know, like you step out of bed and stuff. Not me. I rolled myself out of bed. And over time, though, I have to say I'm so glad that he put me through that workout, because the workout that you put me through, Ronnie, I am more flexible now. I'm not as flexible as I could be or perhaps as I should be, but I'm more flexible now. My knees don't hurt anymore. So there's something to be said for stretching and flexibility. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, and now as we talk about this, you know, you mentioned the fact that there are things that we should be doing or could be doing, mm-hmm. So that we can either regain the flexibility or maintain the flexibility. What would you suggest that we do?
Well, it's for one, we have to make it a habit. You know, we want to make certain things habits, but we have to make working out and then stretching a habit. And when it comes to stretching, for starters, you don't ever want to stretch cold muscles. If you can, you know, do 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, and 10 jumping jacks real quick, and then try to stretch, because now your body's awake, it will be perfect. But there are two different types of stretches, and one is called static stretches, and that's when you're actually in a stretch. So if you have both feet together and you're just reaching down to your toes, you're holding it, and it's causing static in that area that you're stretching, your hamstring and your lower back. And then you have dynamic stretches, which... For one, I love that word because my business is called the Solution Dynamics. But it's dynamic stretches where you're actually doing movements, but you're still working out certain muscles and stretching them out, like high knees and butt kicks. You're stretching your quads and both of those workouts, and you're working on your hip flexors also. So really, it's just finding the routine and just sticking with it, because you can make stretching a workout. As you see on most workout videos, they have a yoga day or just a stretch day. And I promise you, you're going to sweat if you do the stretch long enough. So just don't bypass that day on the film just because you're trying to get stronger. Continue to stretch your muscles.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful part about having a personal trainer, because I'm going to be straight up and honest with you. There are just some things I would flat out bypass, and the first thing I would bypass would be those lunges. So,
but lunges is a great, it's definitely a great workout, because for one, it taps into the core, but for two, it strengthens the muscle around your knee. It continues to keep your glutes strong, so when you, and which goes into your lower back. So when we talk about stretching and then a dynamic stretch, it is an amazing workout. I mean, honestly, somebody could do lunges probably every day and do enough of them. You might be sore by the end of the week, but your body, your from your abs down, will probably be the strongest out of most human beings. So it's definitely a great workout. And there's different, a whole bunch of different ways you can do lunges too. So
awesome. That's pretty
interesting that you said that, that, you know, someone could do lunges every day and it would make them stronger from the waist down. So, in other words, okay, and I'm going to ask you this. So, if, let's just say hypothetically, for the person that's always talking about, oh, I'm in such a hurry and I don't have time to exercise. Now, it's not that they shouldn't go to the fitness center. Doesn't mean that they shouldn't even take the time to seek out a personal trainer. But would you say that doing lunges would be something that they could just do quickly and move on?
Yes. I mean, the thing is, I spoke probably in our second show here where I spoke about full body workouts. Lunges is one of those things, like I said, it attacks that middle core area. And we definitely want to, of course, do something different, you know, attack our arms still and then do it, strengthening the core. With sit-ups maybe and doing push-ups, but it is definitely one of those workouts where you can do 50 lunges, and I promise you, you're going to start to sweat or glisten, which women don't sweat.
Well, here's the thing. That is so not true, because by the time Ronnie is done with me, I am like full-on sweating, washed down. It's no joke. Water running down my face. Exactly. I carry that towel and it is wet by the time I'm done. So that is such a myth that we glisten. Okay, so Ronnie, is there anything else you want to share with us as we wrap up?
Well, you know, I just wanted everybody to continue to follow the movement. Fitness is key. It is definitely a huge thing that we need to embrace and make it part of our routine. I mean, granted, I know we're busy here in America. For one, we're eating a lot of food. Two, we're just not making time for the things that we need to make time for, and it is something that we definitely need to do. I know myself, I don't get enough sleep, and I'm bad at that. My family's on me about it. Everybody's like, Ronnie, you need more sleep. You need to find time to rest. I was like, hey, I'm on a mission. I'm young right now, and I got to get here before I finish up. And, you know, the thing is, the way that I work out and the way that I train my body to just continue to push, and then take my break at the end of my workout, it helps me and allows me the energy and the endurance. For one, I pray a lot too, but it gives me the endurance to keep going, you know, and just finding that energy, man. Working out brings you a different type of energy. It makes you feel like a kid again sometimes. I mean, honestly, I'm 30 years old in a couple months, and I can still go out with 18-year-olds and embarrass them like, you know, like I was 18 some days. Not every day. I might be sore the next day. But, you know, it's definitely flattering when you know you're doing something right. So I just want everybody to find time to work out, man, because it is detrimental to our society, to our health, to our livelihood. So just continue to dig deep. You can also follow me on Coach Mason TSD on Instagram. I'm definitely trying to start a new movement where it's positive, it's inspiring, and then just, you know, giving people a couple workouts to do in their own confines, you know, in the house. So just continue to do what you got to do, people.
Awesome. Ronnie Mason, the expert personal trainer, Ronnie, aka the Solution Mason. So thank you so much for your time. Hey, you guys, you're going to hear more from Ronnie next week, so you want to tune in to Designing Your Life Today, and you can put all these great tips together and get that awesome body. Ronnie, take care.
You too.
Hey there again, Power Achievers. Thanks for listening to Designing Your Life Today. Listen, join our Powered Up Nation on Facebook at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, make more connections with me, Pat Council, on all of my other social media pages. That's Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. Hey, by the way, tweet about our show on Twitter and repin some of our free goal posters from Pinterest designed to help you visualize and affirm your awesome destiny. Tune in to Designing Your Life Today daily to get a fresh perspective when it comes to your personal success, your business success, and your all-around goal achievement. I am your goal achievement strategist, and I'm here to bring you information and strategies that will get you the best results. Get ideas and points of clarity from my Design a Lifestyle blog and go to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources for the topic of the week. Be a power forward person. And you know what? Help grow our show by giving us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher and Stitcher, either or. And finally, feel free to download as many of our shows for listening or sharing with a friend, and check out our show notes for the highlights that you may have missed during our show.